Headline. June 26, 2014. Rocky Kramer, to record in world-renowned studio. Norwegian guitar phenomenon, to cut tracks for upcoming Firestorm album, at 17Hz, formerly 1&1 Recording Studios, where Metallica famously recorded the Black Album. Glendale, California. Norwegian guitar sensation Rocky Kramer has chosen to record his upcoming Firestorm album at the studio first made famous by Hal David, Burt Bacharach, and Dionne Warwick, later defined by Metallica as being the best sounding room in the world. Today, the studio is known as 17Hz, but was the original 1&1 Recording Studios. In addition to Metallica, Michael Jackson, Kiss, Mötley Crüe, Megadeth, Sammy Hagar, Alice in Chains, Lita Ford, Tom Petty, Heart, Louis Cardenas, Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael McDonald, and many, many more, have utilized this historic facility. The studio became private after being purchased by a Japanese recording artist in 1993, opening its doors only once to Kiss in 1997, but otherwise remained closed to commercial producers and talent alike. That is, until Jason Glues and his 17Hz LLC acquired it in 2012. Although the studio's electronics were in a serious state of disrepair and well outdated, noted acoustician Jerry Steckling and his JSX Audio ensured the integrity of the legendary acoustics emerged unscathed. Glues and his team renovated the entire studio, complementing the acoustic mastery with a state-of-the-art solid-state Logic 9080J 80-channel console, previously owned by Brian Adams, used in the warehouse studio. Cutting edge PA DGA 215H Augsburger Active DSP mains and an impressive selection of not only the latest outboard gear but a collection of vintage equipment worthy only of this exalted recording facility. Industry veteran Kim Richards, Pink Floyd, Queen, and Andy Gibb, who is producing Kramer's Firestorm album, remarked that he has recorded other albums in this studio and was overjoyed to find it in pristine acoustic condition. Richards went on to note that, after all the work they've done, this studio is 1&1 on steroids. Kramer is joined in the studio by drummer Alejandro Mercado, bass guitarist Michael Dwyer, and keyboardist John Dunmore. Good drummers benefit the most from the robust sounds this studio is capable of generating, and Alejandro Mercado is one of the best drummers I've ever worked with, according to Richards. For his part, Kramer recalls being 13 years old and watching the Metallica documentary with his brother, dreaming of recording in a studio like 1&1. Not only did his dream come true, but it's only fitting that Rocky's Firestorm album will be the maiden voyage of the rebirth of Rock's premier studio. Now 17Hz. Having begun writing songs on the family piano at age 4, Rocky Kramer literally wrote his first album at the age of 13. His second album followed a year later, with yet a third album emerging a year after that. At the age of 17, Kramer completed his fourth album. Amazingly, each are concept albums that speak to the maelstrom that often challenge youth during their formative years, as experienced by this adroit and poignant raconteur. By the time Kramer reached high school, he and his many bands had become well known throughout Trondheim, with recognition coming in from around the country. Feeling a level of dedication that transcended that of his fellow band members, Kramer decided to focus on developing his skills as a singer-songwriter, making a number of appearances as a solo artist. Picking up a keyboard and learning to record his own music enabled Kramer to begin creating music demos for his four completed albums. With a strong background in classical music, imparted on him by his father, Kramer began combining the genres of music to create his own unique sound. What emerged might be properly classified as metal symphonies for the rock enthusiast. After spending a year in university studying film, Kramer left for the United States to augment his already impressive English language skills. Although Norwegian is his native language, Kramer felt from a very early age that he could best convey music in the English language. Consequently, he now speaks English fluently. Allied Artists Music Group began life as the music soundtrack division of Allied Artists Pictures. Throughout the years, the Allied Artists name has not only been associated with legendary motion pictures, but truly memorable soundtracks, such as Cabaret by Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey. Today, the company strives to produce, market, and distribute quality music across all genres that is both timeless and cutting edge. Contact Jerry Cifuentes, Office of Press Relations, at area code 626-330-0600, extension 8150, from Los Angeles, or area code 646-350-0009, extension 8150, from New York, or by email at pressrelations@alliedartists.net. This has been an official release from the Press Relations Office of Allied Artists International Incorporated.